What about him? Your son is a wonderful man. He's kind, compassionate, and I love him with everything that I have. He doesn't deserve to be treated so coldly by his own flesh and blood. His eyes narrowed, his anger rising a notch.
You shouldn't talk about family affairs that you don't understand.
But I do understand, Vincent. Diesel can barely speak of you without turning hostile. And it's not because you make him so angry. It's because you hurt him so much. He stared at me with the same brown eyes. And I know you're acting this way because he hurt you. Both of you don't know how to process pain, so you don't know what else to do. He dragged your name through the mud when he did that interview. I can only imagine how much that hurt you. He didn't react. He told me about your last conversation, that you're angry with him because you lost your son. Vincent, you haven't lost him. When he spoke, he was so quiet I could barely hear him.
I have lost him.
He's not dead. You always have a chance to make things right as long as you're both alive. He shook his head slightly.
We can't make it right now. Not now. Not ever.
Why? He massaged his knuckles absent-mindedly.
We just can't.
So your response is to destroy his life?
I didn't destroy his life. He shouldn't be sleeping with a woman engaged to another man.
You don't know anything about my relationship with Diesel or Thorne, so don't pretend that you do. I held my finger. That's the first lesson I'm going to teach you today. Here's the second. By acting this way, you're only pushing him further away. If you have any hope of reconciling with him, you need to end this war. Call a truce. His eyes shifted away from me. It was the first time he'd looked away when we'd had a conversation. Most of his power was in his natural style of intimidation, but he dropped those tricks. I know you love your son. After a long pause, he turned his eyes back to me. You both need to forgive each other and move past this.
You really came down here today to talk about this? He asked incredulously.
Yes.
Doesn't add up.
I love your son. I want the best for him.
I know you went your separate ways, or the two of you are the best actors I've ever seen.
Just because we're no longer together doesn't mean I don't love him. Just like the two of you are no longer speaking, it doesn't change the fact that you love him and miss him. Vincent held my gaze but stopped massaging his knuckles. You need to make the first move.
Why?
Because you started this whole thing by turning your back on Brett. He released a loud sigh, his eyebrows furrowing.
Now it's your turn to stop pretending to know something you don't understand.
Okay, maybe I don't understand, I said simply. But I know you lost the past 10 years with Diesel. Do you need to lose another 10? His hard features softened slightly. I'd give anything to have another 10 years with my father. He left way too soon, and it hurts me to see the two of you alive and well but with no contact. Whatever your problems are, settle them.
I don't think we can.
Well, you have to, because you're his father and he's your son. Diesel tells me you're a man that can make anything happen, so make this happen. He shifted his chair slightly as he sat up and rested his hands on the desk.
Not so simple, Titan, but I appreciate your effort.
I felt like I'd made a small dent in his exterior. It was nearly insignificant, but it was something. Perhaps Vincent would take my words to heart and reconsider his approach with Diesel. Did you blackmail him for Megaland? His coldness returned once business was back on the table.
Why don't you ask Diesel? Because I want to hear it from you. I couldn't go to Diesel and ask this question now. When I pressured him about it before, he wouldn't talk about it. Now that we weren't seeing each other anymore, I didn't have the luxury of calling him whenever I felt like it. Vincent brought his fingertips together and regarded me with that comely but cold expression. Age hadn't affected him the way it did others. His features were still sharp, and his complexion was vibrant. He must have committed himself to a healthy lifestyle of diet and exercise. I knew Diesel would look the same in 20 years. Yes. I needed more than that. Why? Megaland should have been mine. It was my find, but he took it before I could even have my meeting with the creators. Sounds like he was the better businessman, I said coldly. Shouldn't take it so personally. He smiled again. And where do you think he learned it all? The apprentice always becomes better than the master. I wouldn't take it that far. And how did you blackmail him? His smile faded away. The same as last time. I told him I would send all those photos to the newspaper if he didn't cooperate. He opened his drawer and pulled out the folder. He tossed it on his desk, and they slid toward me. I didn't look at them. All I cared about was what he said. My eyes focused on his face, seeing the coldness Diesel sometimes wore. Now I knew what Diesel had sacrificed to protect me. He gave away his company, which was worth a fortune, just to protect my reputation. He never told me about it, and that was probably because he knew what my reaction would be. I would have told him not to do it. I would have taken the hit rather than let him be manipulated by his father. I rose to my feet without thinking about it, my feet having a mind of their own. Thank you for your time, Vincent. Anything else you wish to discuss? I headed to the door, not bothering to look at him. You know, the two of us could do big business together. I turned around in the entryway. Vincent, when you die, you can't take that money with you. His arrogant smile slowly faded away. But you can take your son's love. I walked up to Natalie's desk, feeling weak for the first time in heels. I wanted to kick them off and just be barefoot. My first instinct was to march into Hunt's office, but I realized that would be totally inappropriate. I need to see him. Mr. Hunt is in a meeting right now. Oh. I was so anxious that I couldn't wait. But I was sure he was working on something important, far more important than anything I had to say. But you can wait here until he's finished. Sure. How long will it be? I'm not sure. Mr. Hunt just made a big acquisition, and he's working with the team right now. It could be hours, then. But I couldn't go back to work, not when I was this anxious. I'd get nothing done anyway. I'll wait, then. Okay. Take a seat. I took a seat in one of the armchairs and tried to steady my racing heart. It was beating a million miles a minute. My palms were sweaty and my clothes felt too tight. My heels were killing my feet when they normally felt comfortable. The large doorway behind his assistants led to the rest of the lobby. There were other offices and departments all over the building. He could be on a completely different floor. I stared at the glass doorway and saw a man in a suit head in this direction. He had the same build, and the suit fit him so perfectly. He walked up to the doorway while scrolling through his phone. His eyebrows were narrowed like he was deep in thought. The stark lines of his face showed the masculine structure of his jawline. It was definitely him. He finally put his phone away and opened the door. Natalie, I need you to find everything I have on the... He stopped talking when his eyes settled on me. Dark brown and intense, he immediately stared at me like I was the only person in the room. It was the same way he used to look at me. But then it abruptly changed, like he realized what he was doing and deliberately altered his expression. Titan. He moved around the desks and walked toward me. You need something? I got to my feet, unable to stand tall and perfect like usual. My heart was still beating out of control. I need to talk to you, but I can wait until your meeting is over. He stared at my face, examining me with prying detail. He grazed over my anxious eyes, the tightness of my mouth, and the difference in my posture.
Everything all right?
Yeah, it can wait. Hunt must have known that was a lie because he turned to Natalie. Tell them I'll be there in 15 minutes. Hunt, it's fine. Come on. He moved his hand to my lower back and escorted me into his office. He shut the door, giving us privacy so we could speak freely. He tossed the folder he'd been holding on his desk and turned his full attention on me. I know there's something wrong. Talk to me. He didn't put feet between us like he did last time. Now it felt the way it used to, when there was intimacy and more. My fingertips almost touched his chest, but I reminded myself he didn't belong to me anymore. I just saw your father. His eyes narrowed the way they did when he felt threatened. His dark eyes suddenly seemed sterner. I asked him about Megaland. He told me everything. Hunt didn't change his expression, and he seemed angry by the revelation. I would have told you, but it wouldn't have made a difference. If I told you as it was happening, you would have told me not to do it. You're right, I would have. He moved his hands into his pockets. Then why are you upset right now? I've sacrificed a lot for you in the past. This isn't any different. That company meant a lot to me, but you've always meant more to me than all the money in the world. My chest tightened just the way it did right before I cried. I could feel the burn in my throat as well as my heart. His eyes shifted back and forth as he looked at me, seeing the emotion play out right in front of him. You always speak your mind, but right now, I can't reach you. Tell me what you're thinking. What I'm thinking, I'm scared. That can't be right, he whispered, because you aren't scared of anything. Things change. He stepped closer to me, as if I weren't speaking loud enough for him to hear. He cocked his head slightly, the intensity returning to his gaze. I'll probably never truly know what happened months ago. I'll never get a suitable explanation for the papers in your drawer. I'll never really know if you went home with that woman from the club. I'll never know if you were the one who leaked my story to the papers. But Hunt held his breath, his jaw clenching. But I don't care anymore. I believe you, Diesel. You may not be able to prove it to me, but I trust you. I'll take a leap of faith for you. If I end up regretting it, so be it. But I'm willing to take that risk to find out. He obviously hadn't been expecting me to say that, because his eyes softened in a way they never had before. His jaw lost its tightness, and his shoulders relaxed and became straighter. The sigh he released was mingled with a soft moan. He pulled his hands out of his pockets and hung his arms by his sides. Both of his hands tightened into fists, but not out of anger. I'm scared that I'm too late. I'm scared that I...
Never too late.
He closed the gap between us and slid his hands across my cheeks. He cupped my face and pressed his forehead against mine. His chest expanded against mine with the deep breaths he took, and the intensity was evident in the gentle tremor of his hands.
I knew you would believe me if I didn't give up. When your father told me you gave up Megaland for me, it didn't surprise me. You've done so much for me, Hunt. That made me realize I couldn't let this slip away. It made me realize I do trust you. I don't know who was really behind those attacks, and I'll probably never find out. But I know it wasn't you.
Baby, that means the world to me.
He leaned into me and kissed me softly, an embrace full of tender love and adoration.
You have no idea.
I'm sorry that... Don't apologize to me. I understand. I knew this would take time, but I told myself you were worth it. I told myself you would realize the truth on your own. And you have. That's exactly what I wanted. My arms circled his neck, and I brought him closer to me, feeling my hands and legs shake at the exact same time. I just had to tell you that. I'm sorry I interrupted your meeting.
Nothing is more important than you.
He cupped my cheek as he looked into my face.
Nothing.
I kissed the corner of his mouth.
I love you. I love you too, baby. So damn much.
He rubbed his nose against mine before he pulled away. I'll let you get back to your meeting. I just had to tell you that so you wouldn't make plans with someone else. I didn't want to say those words out loud, but I needed to get them out. He went out the other night, and I didn't want him to do the same again.
I kissed them. That was it.
The idea of him kissing another woman made me sick to my stomach, but it wouldn't have happened if I'd believed him sooner. And I knew he wasn't hiding anything from me. If he said that was all he did, that was all he did. He didn't sleep with them.
Okay. I'll come over as soon as I'm finished.
He kissed my forehead before he stepped away. Actually, we can't... The love in his eyes died away, immediately replaced by annoyance.
Why?
Your father is watching us, remember?
You'd better not tell me we're going to be a secret again, he hissed. Because I'm not putting up with that anymore.
We do need to be a secret. For a little while. His arms rested by his sides, thick and tense. He gave me a terrifying expression, his eyes looking like cold dirt.
You'd better have a good reason.
I have to figure it out with Thorn. I can't throw him under the bus, Hunt. His anger slowly faded away. If your dad releases those pictures, I look bad, but Thorn looks even worse. I can't let that happen. He finally nodded.
You're right.
So let me figure that out first.
All right, he said with a sigh. I'll call you when I get home then.
Okay. He gave me a final look before he walked out, and I immediately recognized it. It was intense, powerful, and full of love. I was lighter than air. I felt like I could breathe again. The hole that was left inside my chest had finally healed over. My tears were long gone, replaced by my smile. I was taking a major risk by committing to Hunt, especially when there were so many unknowns. But I couldn't keep living apart like this. I'd rather give it everything and hope for the best. If he betrayed me again, it would ruin me. I wouldn't be able to get back on my feet after my gut led me in the wrong direction. But I couldn't stand on my own two feet as it was. Hopefully, I was right about this. I sat on my couch in my penthouse and slipped off my heels. There was a kink in the back of my neck, and I absent-mindedly rubbed it with my palm. The weight had been lifted off my shoulders, but now I had a new burden to carry. Thorn. How would this work? I'd made a commitment to him, and I didn't see it as anything less than a betrayal for calling it off. He would be upset. I knew he would. I wanted to believe we would still be the close friends we were now, but I really had no idea. We'd never been in a situation like this before. My phone rang, and Hunt's name flashed on the screen. Thorne was immediately forgotten as I took the call.
Hey.
Hey, baby. I melted at his endearment. Once upon a time, I told him not to call me that, but now I loved the affectionate nickname. I loved the way he said it when we were in bed together. It was simple and unoriginal, but it made me feel thoroughly possessed.
I miss hearing you call me that,
and I miss calling you that. His masculine voice drifted through the phone and wrapped around me. I could feel his muscular arms securing around my waist, even though he wasn't in the same building. I lay back on the couch and placed my feet on the armrest, feeling my dress slide up as I bent my knees.
I'm sorry, Diesel.
I wished it hadn't taken me so long to come to that realization. Something about Megaland made me understand that I needed to take a chance. Ever since Hunt had been accused of betraying me, he'd been nothing but loyal to me. He'd done things for me, sacrificed so much for me. I couldn't ignore any of that.
It's okay, baby. Let's forget about it.
I know I hurt you.
You have the rest of your life to make it up to me.
I smiled as I stared at the ceiling, imagining the blowjobs in the morning, breakfast in bed, and the other nasty things he'd demand I do for him.
True. Where should I start?
He answered immediately.
On your back, legs around my waist, my hand in your hair.
I closed my eyes as I felt the shiver run up my spine. It had been nearly 2 weeks since the last time I had him between my legs. It felt like an eternity since the last time I'd had a climax, since the last time I'd had a beautiful man on top of me.
I wish you were here.
Me too. When this is over, I'm never leaving.
That sounds nice.
It turned quiet, the two of us silently thinking about the same thing. My desire for him wasn't just physical, and his need for me was exactly the same. I could sit on the phone with him all night, getting off to the sound of his masculine breathing. I could feel his testosterone through the phone, picturing the way his hands formed fists in irritated restraint. Time passed, and before I knew it, it had been 10 minutes. I wanted to show up at his penthouse and not care about the pictures his father leaked to the press. I didn't care what anyone thought of me, even if I was a two-timing heartbreaker. But I could never do that to my best friend. So I stayed in place. Hunt spoke after a long, heated silence.
When are you going to tell Thorne?
Now I was committed to Hunt, but I had to break off my engagement before I could do anything about it. It was a conversation I dreaded, something I wanted to avoid at all costs. The fact that I couldn't have Hunt until it was finished was the only reason I wouldn't procrastinate.
I guess tomorrow.
Hunt picked up on my sadness.
It'll be all right, Tatum.
It was endearing because no one ever said my first name. Even Thorne never referred to me that way.
I'm not so sure. He loves you. He'll forgive you. It's different this time. He doesn't like me, but he's not the kind of man to stand in the way. He'll bow out. He's a good guy.
I appreciated the fact that Hunt still respected Thorne despite their differences. And he would have bowed out. But I made a commitment to him. The entire world thinks this relationship is real. His family adores me. His mother gets tears in her eyes every time we talk about the wedding. It would have been different if I'd called it off sooner, but now it's going to be messy and complicated.
Not to mention I'm going to make Thorn look like a fool. Hunt didn't brush it off just to get what he wanted.
You're right. It won't be easy.
It won't be easy at all. I'm so scared I'm going to lose him.
It'll definitely be difficult. It'll be painful. But you could never lose him, Titan.
I'm not so sure. He asked me several times if I was sure I wanted to go through with the engagement.
But you didn't know this was going to happen. It wasn't intentional.
Doesn't matter. He's always been there for me. He's never betrayed me. I don't know how I'm going to hurt someone I love so much.
Hunt was quiet again, his breathing remaining the same over the phone.
If it were anything else, you would honor that commitment. But since this is the rest of your life, you can't stay just because you promised to. And honestly, you really think Thorn would want that? You think he'd want you to marry him, knowing you'd rather be with me?
The answer was so obvious I didn't need to say it out loud.
Of course he wouldn't. You're right. I'm not going to lie to you and say this is going to be easy. I know it won't be. I can be there with you if it helps.
No, I said quickly. It has to be just the two of us. But I'm still scared I'm going to lose him. He truly means the world to me. I wouldn't be who I am without him. He's the one person I can always count on.
And you can count on him now, he said gently. And remember, now you have two people you can always count on.
I'd never been so scared to do anything in my life. Even in the face of adversity, I prevailed. When the world was against me, that was the time I really came alive. The more people challenged me, the stronger I became. I prided myself on my fearlessness, on my innate power no one could ever take away from me. But strength didn't help me now. This wasn't a business meeting. This wasn't a lawsuit. This was about one of the two people who meant the most to me. I couldn't live without him. He was my family. I texted him when I got off work, my fingers shaking as I typed my message on the screen. My driver was prepared to take me wherever I wanted to go. All I had to do was give him the order. Can I come by?
Sure. Just got out of the shower.
I told my driver where I was headed, and I arrived there 10 minutes later. A part of me hoped Thorn would say he was busy, that he had a woman over for the night. But the longer I avoided this conversation, the longer I couldn't be with Hunt. With men trailing us everywhere we went, I couldn't even stop by his office without arousing suspicion. I was stuck communicating with him through a phone, when I'd rather be talking through kisses and touches. I rode the elevator to Thorn's floor and stepped into his living room, feeling weak as if I hadn't eaten all day. Come to think of it, all I had was a piece of toast, because I'd been so busy making up for all the time I missed. Thorn's hair was flat because he hadn't styled it after he got out of the shower. He was just in his black sweatpants, and they hung low on his hips. Chiseled as if his body had been carved out of marble, he was in his prime. His fitness was comparable to Hunt's, who was slightly bigger with more veins on his arms. Thorn was exceptionally handsome, known for his sexy smile as well as his built shoulders. He could have any woman he wanted. We'd been out together, and women didn't seem to care that I was there. They looked at him like they couldn't wait to sink their claws into him. I seemed to be the only woman on the planet who didn't want him in my bed. The only explanation I could give was the basis of our relationship. He helped me without expecting anything in return. And as a result, he quickly became a brother to me. I'd never shaken off the feeling of family. The idea of being intimate with him didn't bother me because he was a beautiful man.
but it would just be physical. It would never mean anything. But now, that didn't matter, because I wanted to spend my life with Hunt, for better or worse. Thorn wouldn't like the risk I was taking, but he would accept it. But he might never accept this.
Hey.
He approached me at the elevator and gave me a one-armed hug along with a smile. He'd been affectionate with me lately since I'd been so miserable over Hunt. We usually only greeted each other with words and nothing else.
Hey.
He didn't ask what was wrong because he assumed I was just depressed over Hunt.
Want anything to drink?
No, I'm okay.
I took off my jacket and hung it up by the door.
How about some dinner? I can whip up something decent.
No, thanks.
I sat on the couch and eyed his cold beer. I'd been doing a tremendous job of steering clear of alcohol. I was proud of myself, honestly. He sat beside me, facing the TV because the game was on.
How was your day?
It was okay. Yours?
Same old shit, you know.
He rested his arm over the back of the couch and ran his fingers through his hair. I wanted to sit like this forever, to enjoy the quiet companionship between us. We could say nothing at all, and it wouldn't feel awkward. We could enjoy the silence between us, not unnerved by it like most people were. Thorn watched the game, having no idea what I'd come there to say. I felt like shit when I hadn't even said a single word yet. 15 minutes came and went, and then a commercial aired.
It's like they're throwing the game on purpose.
He shook his head and turned to me, a slight grimace on his face.
I want to buy the team and whip them into shape.
Sounds like a lot of work. He shrugged.
It would be a good investment, though. Sports are economy-proof.
True. Now was my opening to talk to him. The game didn't seem important, and he was making conversation with me just for the hell of it.
Thorn, there's something I want to talk about.
I could barely get the sentence out without my voice shaking. He focused his eyes on my expression, turning serious the second he picked up on my tone.
What's up?
It was painful to look into those blue eyes and see only concern for me. I was about to betray him, to give him back the ring I had sitting on my finger.
This isn't easy for me to say. I want you to know that I feel terrible before I even say anything.
He stiffened noticeably, then leaned forward to grab the remote. He turned off the TV with the tap of the button, then leaned back against the cushions. His muscled torso pivoted toward me, and he gave me that hardened expression he reserved for his enemies.
Give it to me straight, Titan.
My hands came together, and my heart started to race. I know I made a commitment to you, but I have to break it. I've decided I want to be with Hunt, that I want to give it a real chance. I know the evidence is still against him, but I choose to believe him. Maybe it'll bite me in the ass later in life, but I'm prepared to take that risk. Instead of getting angry, he just stared. He didn't blink once, and there was no sign of hostility anywhere else. It didn't even seem like he was breathing. Finally, he looked away and dragged his hand across his chin. The silence was worse than his screams. I know you're going to be angry with me, but I want you to know I hate this. I wish I didn't have to do this. I wish there were some other way.
You know what we could have done.
He stared at the blank TV screen, his jaw rigid. He didn't raise his voice. If anything, it was much quieter.
We could have not gotten engaged in the first place.
He was beyond pissed. He turned back to me, his eyes burning bright with hostility.
I asked you if you were sure, twice.
I know,
I don't give a damn if you want to be with Hunt, even if I don't trust him. It's your life, Titan. Do whatever the fuck you want. But the fact that you're throwing me under the bus for some guy... He stood up and shook his head. It's not like that. I got to my feet next, feeling my heart race with terror. It is like that, he snapped. Now I'm going to look like a goddamn moron. I lost my woman to Diesel Hunt. That's gonna haunt me for the rest of my life. People are gonna think I'm some kind of dumbass who doesn't know my own girl is sleeping around right under my nose. That's not how it's going to look. We'll spin it in a different way. In what way? He crossed his arms over his chest, threatening me with his powerful stance. His arms shook slightly because he couldn't contain all his rage. There's no possible option that makes me look even remotely good. We'll tell the press that we had a mutual split. A month after I proposed to you? He asked incredulously. People break up every day. Most marriages end in divorce. It's not that weird. No, it is pretty fucking weird. He grabbed a magazine off the coffee table and held it up for me to see. It was a picture of him in a black suit, a close-up of his face. I just did an interview with one of the biggest fashion magazines in the world, and I went on and on about you and how much I love you. He ripped the entire magazine in half and threw it on the floor. This just came out. Now I'm going to release another statement to the world that we're splitting amicably? That's what happens when Vincent Hunt releases all those photos of you and Diesel. People aren't stupid, Titan. They're going to assume you dumped me because you were sneaking around with Hunt behind my back. He marched off, gripping his skull as he released a quiet scream. He headed to the windows near the dining room, looking across the city so he wouldn't have to look at me. Thorn, I'm so sorry. This conversation was going much worse than I had anticipated. It was a nightmare. I hate this as much as you. He rested his hands on his hips as he looked outside. I understand you're angry and have every right to be, but you have to believe me. I would never hurt you on purpose. He turned back around, still just as angry as he was a few minutes ago. I do believe you. I sighed in relief. But that doesn't mean I forgive you. My heart plummeted into my stomach. You forget that I was the one who believed in you first. He slammed his thumb into his chest. I was the one who helped your first business take off. I've always stood by your side and looked after you. I fucking killed someone for you. You trust me more than anyone else because you know I would never betray you. And now you're destroying everything I worked so hard to build. You're dragging my name through the mud, tarnishing the pristine reputation I've spent my life shaping. Now I'll be seen as a chew toy for Tatum Titan. I'll be seen as a man that some woman didn't want. The world will see that Diesel Hunt is preferable to me. You get to run off and be happy, and I look like the idiot you left behind. Tears welled in my eyes. I would never do that to you. His voice cracked when he spoke, not from tears, but from heartbreak. Ever. I know. You're hurting my parents. You're hurting my family. You're hurting me. The tears spilled over. Be with Hunt. We'll announce our split and you can have what you want. But you don't get to keep me. Thorn, you chose him over me. That's not how it is. It is, he hissed. When you told me you wanted to be with him, I supported you completely. I wanted you to be happy. I wanted Diesel to become part of our weird little family. But now everything is different. You've been back and forth with him this entire time, and now I'm the one who has to pay for your stupidity. The sobs started. As if he couldn't watch me cry, he turned around. Get out, Titan. Thorn. He crossed his arms over his chest and stared out the window. His rigid back rose and fell with his deep breaths. He didn't shake, but his aggression filled the air in the room.
I said, get out.
Chapter 13. Hunt. I had just finished dinner when Titan called me. I was eager for this news, to know she and Thorn had worked things out. There wasn't a single possibility that Thorn would be able to persuade her to still marry him. She'd picked me. But I was worried about their friendship. I wanted Titan to have both of us. He could still be her closest friend and confidant, just the way I had Brett, Pine, and Mike. There was plenty of room for both of us in her life. Besides, I'd never be able to repay him for what he did for her. He protected her when I wasn't there for her. I hadn't even met her at the time, but I never would have found her if he hadn't taken care of her. In a way, I owed him everything. I even owed him my life. They had to make this work. I answered the phone before the first ring even finished. Baby. I was greeted with a quiet sniffle, and I knew. Baby. She did her best to control her voice, to make sure she wouldn't break down in tears again, but her resistance wasn't enough. Her sorrow broke through.
He won't forgive me.
He's just upset right now. If she couldn't make it work with him, then I'd have to take care of it. No way in hell would I let Titan lose the best man in her life, besides myself. She needed him just as much as she needed me. Give him time.
It's different this time, Hunt.
He loves you. You love him. It'll be all right.
No.
What did he say?
He said it doesn't matter.
A quiet cry made its way through the phone.
I'm not a loyal friend to him. I've chosen to humiliate him in front of the whole world when all he's ever done is protect me. I know he's right. I understand how he feels.
It's more complicated than that.
He doesn't care that I want to be with you, but he does care that I'm backing out of my commitment to him. He said he would be fine if we just hadn't gotten engaged in the first place, but I told him I was short.
And that's how you felt at the time.
It doesn't matter to him.
She started to cry harder.
I don't know what I'll do without him. I don't need him because of the things he does for me. I need him because I love him.
This was killing me. I had to listen to the love of my life cry her eyes out. She wanted to be with me and as a result lost her closest friend. My first impulse was to hang up and run to her penthouse as fast as I could. I could circle my powerful arms around her and protect her from everything, but I couldn't do that. Not without making my father unleash his threat. Staying still was the hardest thing I'd ever had to do. I wish I could be there with you.
I know.
I promise it's going to be okay, baby. I'll make it okay.
I wish I could believe you, but I don't think there's anything either one of us can do. Honestly, I don't blame Thorn for feeling this way. This is entirely my fault. I shouldn't have told him to propose unless I was absolutely sure. If I had just asked for more time, things would be different.
Don't act like he didn't pressure you, Titan.
He nudged me, but he never pressured me.
You're being too hard on yourself.
I never make excuses for my failures. I take responsibility for my actions. This is my fault, and we both know it is. My love for you clouded my judgment, and I wasn't thinking clearly. I just wish I didn't have to lose my best friend over it.
You won't. I didn't know what I could do to fix the situation, but I was definitely going to do something. For her. The second I stepped inside the lobby, Thorne's assistant stiffened. Her eyes widened and she watched me like an intruder that didn't belong in the building.
Mr. Cutler told me to dismiss you if you ever stepped inside this office.
Her execution was weak because her eyes trailed down my chest toward the rest of my torso. I walked past her desk and headed to the double doors that led to his space. I'll tell him you did your best. I helped myself into his office and found him sitting behind his large desk. In a navy blue suit, with a serious expression, he looked anything but pleased to see me. Amog sat next to his computer, but I suspected it was coffee mixed with a little booze. His stern look was enough to chase away anyone else. Not me. I will call security, he said. I'm not bluffing. I spotted the cord that connected to the back of his phone, so I yanked it out with one swift motion. Good luck. His eyes followed my movements as I lowered myself into his guest chair. His look of displeasure intensified. Pissing him off wouldn't get me far, but he needed to know he couldn't chase me away. You know why I'm here.
I have a pretty good idea.
His legs were crossed, and he swiveled his chair slightly back and forth with the foot that was planted against the ground.
But don't expect me to care. I don't know what you said to her to make her flip on me, but you should have been a lawyer. You're a master manipulator.
I didn't say anything to her, and I'm certainly not manipulating her. He said nothing, casting his doubt in silence. My father blackmailed me into giving him Megaland. If I didn't hand it over, he was going to sell Titan out to the media. I didn't have any other choice, so I caved. When my father told her that, it finally made her realize that I would do anything for her. Thorne didn't seem impressed by this news at all. I was hoping to get some sort of reaction out of him. I know you're upset right now, but cutting Titan out isn't the solution.
I'm not cutting her out, he said coldly. She's cutting me out. She's willing to ruin my reputation just to be with a man she can't completely trust. She even said to me that she's willing to risk being wrong just to be with you.
He tilted his head slightly, his eyes narrowing.
That hurts most of all. She's ruining me just for the possibility to be with you. Shows where her priorities are.
You're taking it the wrong way.
I'm not.
He rested two fingers against his temple.
I've always had her back, and she's supposed to have mine, only she doesn't. I'm not going to invest my time and loyalty in someone who won't do the same for me. I'm done.
You would really rather her honor her commitment to you than be with the love of her life? I asked incredulously, knowing there was no possibility that was the case.
I never said she couldn't be with the love of her life. She could fuck you every night and I wouldn't give a damn. She's had all the freedom she's ever wanted. I never tried to take that away from her.
You know she can't be married to you and sleep with me.
Then that's her problem, not mine.
I knew that was just his anger talking. Thorne, come on.
Come on what? He asked. The situation would be completely different if I didn't get down on one knee on live television and ask her to marry me. This conversation would be completely different if I didn't just do an interview with the biggest fashion magazine in the country and profess my undying love for her. The most important thing in the world to Titan is her empire, which includes her reputation. But she's willing to destroy mine because of her own mistake. If it were me, I would honor my commitment in a heartbeat.
I don't believe that. If Thorne met the love of his life, he would do anything to be with her. When you meet the right woman, you'll know I'm correct. He rolled his eyes.
Not every man is a one-woman kind of guy. I'm one of them.
I thought I wasn't either. Things change.
And some things don't, he said coolly. I've already been patient enough with your bullshit relationship. We lost a great deal with your father because she wanted to be loyal to you. I accepted that and moved on. I accepted a lot of things from her. In fact, I would accept anything she threw at me, but this?
He lowered his hand and rested it on the desk.
This is a whole new ball game. Her decision affects my entire life, and she's still willing to do it. She's willing to screw me over to get what she wants.
She's not doing it to get something, I corrected. She's doing it because she's in love with me. She wants to marry me, have kids with me.
And where does that leave me? He snapped. I'll always be known as Tatum Titan's pathetic leftovers. I'll always be known as the guy Titan dumped. I told the world I loved her, and then she left me. Then when the world finds out about the two of you, they'll know she was cheating on me. It makes me look like I can't keep a woman satisfied. It makes me look like an idiot.
There was no denying any of that. It would truly affect the media's perception of his character.
Right now, the world thinks I'm the luckiest bachelor in the world. Not only am I marrying the most beautiful woman in the public eye, but the most successful woman on the planet. That makes me look like a goddamn king. You know how many times my mother has cried over this wedding? I held his gaze. Now I have to tell her that Titan left me? You have any idea how much this is going to hurt her? Titan's decision isn't just affecting my life, it's affecting the lives of those I love. So how can you expect me to be okay with this?
I never said you should be okay with it, but I think you should forgive her. He clenched his jaw as he stared at me.
Forgive her? I murdered someone for her. Asshole, I've been the most committed friend on the planet. When the banks didn't give her a loan because of her father's debts, who did? It wouldn't be a Tatum Titan if it weren't for me. I've done everything for that woman, and this is what I get in return?
He slammed his hand down on the desk.
It's cold betrayal, that's what it is.
I get where you're coming from, Thorne, and no matter what you say to me, I'll always respect you. I'll be in your debt for as long as I live. You protected my woman when I wasn't there for her. His angry expression refused to soften. But she's only doing this because she's just as in love with me as I am with her. If it were anything else, she would be there for you. If you asked her for any favor, no questions asked, she would deliver, but she needs me. That didn't mean anything to him. I'll make this right, Thorne.
There's nothing you can do, he said coldly. This isn't about you, Hunt, it's about Titan and me.
Well, I'll take the bullet for this one. His eyebrow rose. Tell the media you dumped her. Be photographed out with some other woman so the world thinks you've already moved on. Then I'll come into the picture, and I'll tell everyone I'm just her rebound. Titan will go along with it and say she misses you, and she'll say she's just using me. You come out looking good while the two of us look stupid. I fixed your problem.
Fixed my problem? He asked incredulously. I just told the world I'm madly in love with her. Why would I dump her a week later?
Say you found someone else.
So I look like an ass?
He snapped. When my father releases those photos, the world will think you did the right thing because she was a cheater anyway. Titan and I will sabotage our own credibility and you'll walk away with the best reputation. He shook his head slightly.
That's a terrible plan.
Wouldn't you prefer to look like an ass rather than an idiot? He held my gaze as he considered it. His blue eyes shifted back and forth slightly, his mind working furiously.
I suppose, but it's still a terrible idea.
It's the best we can do.
And you're willing to look desperate to be with her?
I didn't have a single doubt. In a heartbeat. I didn't care what the world thought of me. I only cared about Titan's opinion. The two of us could avoid the public eye, hidden away in our homes. We would be naked and happy. We could work from home until the world forgot about us once more. Now I need you to forgive her, Thorne. You mean the world to her.
No, I don't. If I meant the world to her, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Thorne, she needs both of us.
No, she only needs you. She's made that pretty clear.
I thought my plan would make everything better, but it didn't seem to make a difference. Take some time to cool off. I'll stop by again in a week or so. I rose out of the chair.
Don't bother, he said. I don't want her in my life anymore. She's not my friend.
I couldn't tell Titan that. I'm not going to let this go until I get you two back together.
Then you're wasting your time.
Thorne,
the fact that I have to lie to my parents and pretend to be an asshole to Titan is the worst part. I'll never forgive her for that.
Then why don't you tell them the truth? I demanded. Tell them it was just an arrangement.
That the entire relationship was a fabricated lie? He asked incredulously. What could my family possibly say to that? Then I would have to give an explanation of why I don't want a real marriage, and that's another can of worms. That alternative is even worse. They'll never trust anything I say after that. I'd much rather let them think I was an asshole than that.
I couldn't find any common ground with him, and unfortunately I understood his point of view. Titan had put him in a very difficult situation. I wouldn't pretend otherwise. I know it's shitty. I know you feel betrayed. But remember the last 10 years of you and Titan. You're never going to find another friend like her, and she's never going to find another friend like you. Don't lose each other, not when you need each other the most. Thorn turned away, severing his contact with me.
I wish the two of you a lifetime of happiness, and I really mean that.
He turned his eyes back to me.
I won't be there to protect her anymore, so I hope she's right about you.
I love that woman with all my heart. If I didn't, I wouldn't be here fighting for her friendship. I wouldn't be willing to sacrifice everything to make this work. She is. I waited until I was home before I called her. I could have made the call from my office, but I didn't want to upset her while she was at work. She probably had a few meetings that day, and I didn't want her eyes to be puffy and red, so I waited until I was home to tell her the dreaded news. I wanted to sprinkle the conversation with sugar and make it seem better than it really was. I wanted to lie and say everything with Thorn would blow over soon. After talking with him, I didn't think it would ever blow over. Could this really be the end for both of them? I sincerely hoped not. When I was in the shower, I was tempted to beat off to a fantasy about Titan. I hadn't gotten any action in weeks, and I hadn't given myself a treat either because I was too miserable. But now that Titan had chosen me, my body hummed with life. I wanted to plow into her all night long and all through the day, but I didn't. I'd rather wait for the real thing. I dried my hair with a towel and pulled on a pair of clean sweatpants. Then I called her. She answered right away.
Hey.
Hey, baby. I walked into the kitchen and found the meal that my maid had prepared for me. I tossed it in the microwave to heat it up again.
How was your day?
She didn't know I went to Thorne's office. I hadn't told her my plans beforehand. It was all right. Yours?
It was all right.
A hint of sadness escaped her voice. I leaned against the counter and dreaded the conversation we were about to have. Losing Thorn was one of the worst things that could happen to her. All I wanted to do was make her problems go away, but I didn't know how I could make that occur this time. I stopped by Thorn's office today. She sighed loudly into the phone.
I told you he wouldn't forgive me.
She already knew the outcome to the conversation before I even told her about it. I'll wear him down, Titan. Her voice escaped as a whisper.
He's not going to change his mind this time, Hunt. But I appreciate that you tried.
He's angry right now, but once the dust settles, he'll come around. I know he will.
What did he say?
A lot of things. He basically said he couldn't forgive you for feeding him to the wolves. I tried to tell him that you didn't want to do this, that if it were anything else, you'd keep your promise to him. He didn't see it that way. She was quiet. I came up with a different plan, in hopes of enticing him.
What plan is that?
I told him to publicly dump you, and immediately be seen with someone else. As a result, you run off with me as a rebound. I'll even make some kind of statement to corroborate the story. It makes us both look bad.
And it makes him look like a jerk, she said. How is that any better?
It's better to look like the heartbreaker asshole who left than the idiot who got left. Neither of them is great, but that's the better option of the two. He agrees.
And you're willing to look like second best?
She asked incredulously. I gave her the same answer I gave Thorn. In a heartbeat.
What happens when your dad leaks those photos? The world will think I was cheating on him.
They'll think he did the right thing by dumping you. His reputation will look better, yours will look worse.
I guess.
That's the best I could come up with. She sighed into the phone again.
I'm going to be American.